Ooh. I don't have a song today. I'm just here.
Hey, my friends. It is the one and only, the Lit to the Bell, Mimi Nava. And you're watching the Lit to the Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish.
Sounds trash.
I just want to go to museums. I just want to go to nice restaurants that are very aesthetically pleasing to me and just be able to give people hugs. That's all I want to do. But we're still in quarantine. We still gotta wear masks. Please wear your mask. If you don't wear your mask, I'm macing you. Especially if you try to come up to my face. I'm macing you. So I know a lot of people, especially people who are in college, who are going to school, but people who are also from the age of 18 to, I say 23, trying to figure out how to make these limitations them. And a lot of people have been saying, like, yeah, I hate being at home with my parents. And I'm just like, ooh, child. Whew, all I can say. But I have some things to let you know of how to really just activities you can do. Some people say they have anxiety or depression. They're kind of like, yikes, don't know how I'm gonna stay here. I live with people who are not really supportive. And some people go to school and they have everything to do. And they're like, but no. So honestly, since we're not in the summertime and we don't have the time to go out and bop around like we want to, also just the fact that I'm gonna just say this to people who are a little disappointed. When I say disappointed, I think disappointed because they had things planned. And I've made this video before about how to adjust, but I really wanna get deeper with this. Cause we're still in quarantine. We're still doing, you know, people are very angry at our government. Honestly, I don't blame you not one bit, be angry. But a lot of people are also very, very, very angry at just everything. And this anger is coming from a very understandable place. I don't ever think that it's not like just for no reason. I can tell when it's for no reason. I can tell also when it's just pure frustration and it's, but I'm gonna tell you right now how to project this anger the right way. How to take this anger and cope properly. Because yes, we cannot go outside. Yes, we cannot go back to school. Yes, we may have to not hold off on birthday celebrations for a bit. Concerts, festivals, we'll have to hold off on a lot of these things. Mostly because it's not safe. And I'll tell you right now, all these things I named are not worth your health. They're not. And if you think they are, I should fight you. But I don't know where you live, so that's saving you. But I think we need to realize and really get deep into ourselves and realize, okay, I can make this fun. I can make this something. So I'm gonna say this to you all. I understand that we're angry. Anything after March has been a blur or has been just utter disappointment. It has brought us to our knees, has brought us to tears. It has really just brought us to a level of just why? Why? Tell me why. I understand that. And we're sitting here, we're thinking that this month was going to look different from the rest of them, that we're gonna be able to go outside, we're gonna be able to go back to normal. And I'm gonna say right now, this is our new normal. This is our new normal, and that's okay. It is completely okay. This is our new normal. And sometimes the new normal will show you how fucked up the normal that you were used to. It'll just show you how fucked up the normal you were used to. That it really wasn't normal. That it really was inhumane. It really was it was really just straight up actually dehumanizing. This normal will showcase and shine some light on things. People say it's the year of 2020 vision. Yes, we're finally seeing things for what it is, even though it hurts our feelings. We're finally seeing things and people for how they really are, how they really think, how they really move, and we don't like it. We're finally seeing ourselves as we really are, without worrying about other people may think, other people may do, or what other people may say. We are realizing that it is what it is, and it's here. But do I have to deal with it? Do I have to be negative about that? Do I really have to make this awful? We're at the point now where we're being proved time and time again. You can take something that's so sour and make it sweet. You can take something that's so like, dang, this ain't even enough. This is awful. This is just crumbs. And make yourself full. We're seeing that, honestly, it's up to you to make whatever it is for yourself enjoyable. It is up to you to not cling to the materialistic and tangible things of life to satisfy and entertain you, and that all you have is yourself. Now I'm gonna ask you, what will you do with that knowledge? What will you do with what you've seen? How will you advance yourself forward? Are you gonna wallow around in your frustration and your anger? Or are you gonna take that anger, help it fill you to a better place? And realize, why am I angry? What's the root of me being angry? What's the reason that I feel so angry, like feel so lost? Because I feel like anger and frustration and just projecting it to multiple places is a sign of feeling lost. And you're just throwing something out there and honestly praying that it will come back to you or something will respond. And get even angrier when nothing responds. And I understand how that feels. Most of you have been at home and been stressed, have gained weight, have probably gotten all bumps across your face, or just your hair is probably falling out. Anything can happen when you're stressed. And it's just like, how can I de-escalate that stress? I am so angry, I am so hurt. And it's just, I'm just here to say, like, it's okay to feel all those things. No, you do not have to be the people you see baking banana bread every day for quarantine. You don't have to be the people sitting here shoving petitions in everybody's face every single day. I understand the reason, I understand the cause, but you do not have to feel the pressure to sign a petition every day. You do not have to feel the pressure to call someone every day to fight for justice. There can be a day where it's about you, and that's okay. They can be there when you cry your eyes out and not want to go outside and sit in the sun and get some sunlight. That's okay. There could be a time where you want to put on clothes, put on makeup, and take pictures in your own house. That's okay. There could be a time where you want to sit and literally listen to music and dance around your house naked. That's okay. Any emotion you have is okay. And I think people are just not realizing that no, it's not only valid because it's a pandemic, it's valid because it's life. It's valid because it's life. Any, all the array of emotions that you may go through, you are obligated to go through those. Don't feel ashamed, don't feel like you can't get help, and don't feel like there's no one for you. Because there's somebody for you. There's somebody that will understand you. And most of the time, yes, for a while it will be yourself. But how will you go through with those things? How will you cope? How will you do what you need to do? And that's the question that people ask, like, oh, how can I do this? How can I do that? How can I cope? How can I actually not want to punch a wall every day? And it's just like, just feel those emotions. I understand that we're frustrated. I understand that this was not what we wanted. understand that this is really just not what we wanted. We can say time and time again, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, I can't wait for quarantine to be over, I can't wait for this virus to get away, I can't. Let's take our focus away from the virus, let's take our focus away from quarantine, and let's put our focus on simply entertaining ourselves with the intangible. Entertaining ourselves with laughter. Entertaining ourselves with peace. Entertaining ourselves with joy. Entertaining ourselves with love. Find ways to de-escalate your anger. Find ways to de-escalate your sadness. Find ways to de-escalate your frustration. Whether you be coloring, drawing, painting, watching TV, laughing, showering, meditating, find things to project that anger off onto instead of other people. There is so much negativity and low energy in the world. Do not add on to it. It is not necessary. It is not necessary. You have to really, really dig deep to your. This is the time where you get challenged. Everything around me is negative as hell. Will I join, or will I actually break away from all that and be happy and laugh and actually realize that this is the best time of my life? It's the best phase of my life. This is the happiest I have ever been. And honestly, I can say that for myself. Yes, but there's hell outside. There's hell around me. There's people trying to plot on me probably, but I am the happiest and most secure I've ever been. I can say out loud and mean it. I love myself. I love my face. I love my hair. I love my body. Even if it does not fit someone else's standards, I like me. And I can say this and actually mean it. I love me. Every little curve, every little roll, every little bump on my face, every lock of my hair, I love it. I love it. And no one can tell me any different. I love it. I love it. And when you get to that point, you can be one of the people too that can be like, this actually was not that bad for me personally. Now, what's going on out there? Yes, it has a lot to do with me. And I am taking accountability of that, being aware of that. But let's think of, let's just think of everything. Everything wasn't all bad. And of course, everything wasn't all good, but damn, let's not focus everything on the bad. And of course, let's not turn away from reality and think everything was good, because the show wasn't. But this year will be over before we know it. It's August. It's the last quarter of the month. What are you gonna do with it? You're gonna keep being angry about something that started in March, and you're pushing yourself back and pushing yourself back? What will you do? And I'm here to tell you, cry it all out. Be angry all you want, but make sure that when you look up at December 31st and the clock hits 12, you're not still there. Because I would hate for you to miss out on a smile, on a laugh, on a connection, on a journey to peace and love and joy. All right, my friends, that concludes this episode of the Live Till Then Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends.